Good morning. We are few, but we are mighty. Oh, be joyful in the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with a song. This Wednesday will be, as has been indicated, Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent in the liturgical calendar, in commemoration of the 40 days Jesus spent fasting in the desert and enduring the temptations by Satan, which are written about in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Ash Wednesday is a solemn reminder of human mortality and the need for reconciliation with God, and marks the beginning of the penitential Lenten season. It begins 6 weeks and 4 days before Easter to provide those 40 days that exclude the Sundays and ends with Easter Sunday, which this year will be April 8th. The ashes used are obtained by burning the palms used on the previous Palm Sunday and may be applied in the shape of a cross on the forehead of each worshiper on Ash Wednesday. On this Wednesday evening, we can all share a simple community supper, which has been indicated, and bread, and followed by our Ash Wednesday service. Believers often mark Lent with simple living, particularly through the practices of prayer, penance, and almsgiving. Many Christians commit to fasting as well as giving up certain luxuries in imitation of Christ's sacrifice during his 40-day journey in the desert. Many add a Lenten spiritual discipline, such as reading a daily devotional or praying through a Lenten calendar, to draw themselves near to God. Many also deny themselves a favorite treat, such as a morning coffee, and use even those brief moments to contemplate Jesus' sacrificial love. In the few days prior to Wednesday, I invite you to consider what you'd like to incorporate into your Lenten practice, that it may in some way deepen and extend your faith. And from Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Please now pray for me. Pray with me, pardon me. Lord, we thank you. You invited us this morning, and we arrived. We heard your call and are grateful to be here with our brothers and sisters in Christ to praise and worship you. May all we sing, say, and pray be pleasing to you. Bless Pastor Bob as he brings your word to us this morning. May it enter our hearts and minds, finding fertile soil in which new understanding, new thoughts of you can grow within us, to the end that we may become a blessing to others throughout this week. We thank you for this day which you have graciously given to each of us, and ask all in Jesus' holy name. Amen.